1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. At 7:42, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, it's time for the WHTC Bowling Report, presented by Zeelan Lanes and by Coop and Burr Insurance. It's the Men's Bowling Report on Mondays, which means Jim DeGraff is on the other end of our line to get us latest on what the kegglers are doing on the Holland and Zeelan Lanes. Good morning, Jim. Hope you are doing well.
I'm doing well, Gary. How are you?
Not bad. Not bad for a wintry day. Certainly, we are into fall, into winter. It's time to look inside. And let's put it this way. It might be cold outside, but the action on the lanes, I would assume, pretty hot, right?
It's heating up. It sure is. In fact, we opened our 29th annual Tulip City Mixed Doubles Tournament this weekend, Gary. Our tournament sponsored this year by Graphic Signs and Embroidery. And taking the lead in the tournament, both in handicap and in the actual side of the tournament, is Tammy and Dale Newberry. Tammy posted scores of 234, 245, 211 for a 690 series. And her husband Dale Newberry with games of 269, 226, 235 for a 730. Their actual leading total is 1420, and their handicap total is 1532. The tournament continues on for the next two weekends, and walk-ins are certainly eligible to enter the tournament at the last minute if they'd like, and the event's going on at Northland Lanes at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock on Saturdays and Sundays for the next two weekends. Well, Gary, Thanksgiving Day is always a great day for families to go out and bowl, and I do have the schedule for all of the area bowling centers. All of our centers in the area will be open. If you want to get a few games in before the turkey dinner, Century Lanes will be open at 9 o'clock on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Opening at 2 o'clock in the afternoon will be Northland Lanes and Zeelan Lanes. And opening at 4 p.m., Lakeview Lanes and Douglas. So all of our area centers open for a few games of bowling either before or after Thanksgiving dinner. We'll take in week number 12, of course, we're here already, Gary, for the stats for this past week. And we posted 1-300 this past week, and that was bowled by Nick Smith over at Zeelan Monday Trios. So congratulations to Nick Smith on a perfect 300 score. Ryan Mead from Tri-City with a 298. Kurt DeYoung from the BML League with 289. Sean Walters out of the West Ottawa League with 288. And then we had eight bowlers this week that were all one strike away from a 300 score. We had eight bowlers with a high game of 279. And those eight bowlers were Harry Whiteman from Sweet 16, Randy Smith from the Victory League, Clint Kaufman from the Victory League, Tim Cruzy from Tri-City, Steve Carson from the Businessmen's League. Also from Businessmen's was Dan Faber with a 279, Marty Block from Suburban, and Joe Cote, all eight of those bowlers posting 279 games this past week. In the high series for the week, along with his 300 game, Nick Smith had a series of 814, and he moved into second place for the high series for the season. Clint Kaufman from the Victory League was 775. Dan Faber from Businessmen's was 757. Kurt DeYoung from the BML League was 755. Tim Cruzy and Ron Cole, both from the Tri-City League, both had identical scores of 752. Jim Post from the Victory League was 741. Also with 741 was Todd Carson from the Suburban League. Randy Smith from the Victory League was 740. Chris Brummels had two 700s this week, a 739 and a 726. Tim Crosby from Suburban was 738. Matt Fortney also had two 700s this week, a 734 and a 708. Two bowlers with 728s, and they both were bowled in the Suburban League, and they were bowled by Dale Workman and Dale Newberry. Rick DeWeerd from Sweet 16 with a 727. Bob Zuverink from Suburban with 726. Nick Coinga from Zeelan Monday Trios with 724. Tony Jordan had two 700s this week, a 718 and a 713. John Martinez from West Ottawa with 717. Keone Berrig from the Zeelan Monday Trios also with a 717. Josh Van Order from Zeelan Suburban with 716. We had two bowlers with 711. They were Randy Hungerink from the Suburban League and Joe Cote from Suburban. Tom Foster from Tri-City with 703, and Scott DeVisser from Zeeland Suburban with an even 700. A lot of 700s this week. It was the most that we've had for the entire season. Looking at the high series for the season, Joe Cote is still our leader with 838. We move into second place this week. Nick Smith moved into second position with 814 from Zeeland Monday Trios. Kevin Pollack from Holland Area Family Tournament with 806. Jim Rennick from Tri-City with 805. Mark Bachman from Tri-City with 804. Dan Faber from Zeeland Suburban we added last week with an 804. Kurt DeYoung from BML with 797. Chris Brummels and Steve Branson with 793s. And Mike Vandenbosch and Dan Shurman both with 791. Reminder once again about Tulip City Mixed Doubles the next two weekends and all of the area bowling centers open on Thanksgiving Day. And Gary, you have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you with week number 13 scores next week Monday.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it. And Jim DeGraff will join us next Monday morning at this time. Jim, have a good week.
Thank you, Gary.
And the bowling report, the WHTC bowling report, is presented by Zeeland Lanes and by Coupon Burr Insurance on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and online at WHTC.com.